Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
We're back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and the third decade of the 21st century now, in our 10th year with our good friend John Harrison. Hey, John, 10 years today. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you kindly. I'm going to have to get some cake somewhere.
I know. It's on the way. It's going to be delivered later today by Uber Eats, I think it is. Hey, John, thank you for that. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, certified financial planner, ordained minister, author of Making Mammon Serve You, author of Fighting Back, his novel, which is really great. John, thank you again for being here. Thank you for the previous segments where we talked about and celebrated Black History Month. But now I want to turn to your profession and get you to give us some financial planning advice as we enter the tax season. What do you think?
Well, there's a few things people need to keep in mind now that the tax season is officially opened. The IRS started taking 2020 returns on February 12th, and season will still run through April 15th unless they extend it. But there's a few things people need to keep in mind that will be different this year, or at least things to watch for this year. And I can think of five quick ones off the top of my head. Number one, people who got unemployment benefits need to remember that those benefits are federally taxable. You may or may not have had withholding. If you did, it was 10%, and that may or may not be enough depending on what your tax rate is. So don't be shocked when you sit down to do the math, you know, how that might turn out.
You might not get as much of a refund as you thought.
Yeah. A good thing in this year's tax code is that, you know how there's normally a penalty for premature distributions from qualified plans?
Right.
You took money out of your 401k, you weren't 59 and a half years old or something like that. The penalty has been waived for anything that is deemed to be a COVID-19 emergency. So ordinary income taxes are still due on the withdrawal, but that can be spread over 3 years with one-third of that burden due this year. So they're trying to make it a little easier. And the CARES Act that passed during the Trump presidency lets you put to the qualified plan that it came from, which historically you couldn't do, and get reimbursed for taxes paid by filing an amended return. So you can undo the damage of your COVID-19 withdrawal from the plan. They've increased charitable deductions. If you itemize, you can claim up to 100% of AGI, adjusted gross income. Normally that's capped at 60% for charitable deductions. Mm-hmm. But it's up to 100 temporarily. And even people who don't itemize and normally can't claim a charitable deduction because they don't itemize can claim up to $300 in deductions for cash contributions. So it's tiny, but it's something, and it's something most people would miss if they don't itemize. Big one is, if you think you were due a stimulus check in round one or round two of the stimulus last year, and you didn't get it or you didn't get all of it, you can file a recovery rebate credit. Huh. It's going to be line 30 of this year's Form 1040, and get your refund increased or your tax bill reduced dollar for dollar for what you should have gotten.
I'll be darned.
And the last thing I'd point out is I would expect this year to be an especially bad year for tax scams. The IRS is going to be processing 150 million returns in a shorter window than they normally have. And crooks know that everyone is stressed about money after all the shutdowns and things like that. So the two big ones that come around every year is people filing a false return because they've managed to get your personal information, phishing emails and things like that. And they actually file a return in your name and get your refund so that when you file your return, the IRS rejects it as a duplicate.
As if you're the bad guy.
And so be aware of that. And, of course, there's always the old thing of people calling you and pretending to be either the IRS or a state taxing agency and demanding you send them payments.
Those people don't call you folks. They don't call you.
That's right.
They send you email. They send you certified letters, don't they? Things like that.
They send you a letter, and they demand that you call them, but, you know, they will never call you and you know, ask for a credit card over the phone or something.
And when you do dial them up, bring a sandwich and something to drink. You're going to need it. Hey, John.
You're going to be on a hold for 3 hours.
We always get smarter when you join us. Thank you so much. Thanks for 10 great years. Will you come back soon?
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to more.
Thank you, John Harrison. Ladies and gentlemen, John Harrison. Making Mammoth Serve You, Fighting Back, those are his two books. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank you for being here and hanging out with me. And I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.